All phenomena appearing within the basic state of natural perfection can be likened to the luster of light filling space. Everything, whatever it is, appears in uninterrupted natural perfection. No matter what its name is, it is like light filling space. Light and space cannot be separated out from one another. Just so, the basic state of natural perfection and phenomena are inseparable. Though dark or bright light fill space, they are never separate from the natural perfection of space. This is very obvious. Light may be dark or bright or in between. However, it is always inseparable from the space in which it occurs. In the same way, your own experience is inseparable from an all-pervasive basic state of natural perfection. All of your experience appears in this just this way, and it is impossible that it be any other way. Your experience is inseparable from the basic state of natural perfection, just like light is inseparable from space. It is impossible that any experience manifests without this state. All experience whatsoever is due to the basic state of natural perfection. The basic state of natural perfection is spontaneously present in all experience. Naturally present in all experience is the basic state, unerring, undiminished in any way by anything that appears within it. It is everyday, open-hearted clarity, lucidly shining from within all experience, eating, breathing, disturbing emotions, working, playing, making love, everything exactly as it is. Open-hearted clarity is your basic state. When the term the basic state of natural perfection is used, that phrase is synonymous with open-hearted clarity. Open-hearted clarity is the basic state of natural perfection recognizing itself. The clarity by which you know everything is naturally open-hearted. When you were born, all that was present was this open-hearted clarity with no need to think about anything. It was instinctively recognized. Then, and it always is, it continues to be dominant in all of your own experience, even when you are trained to not see it, as you have trained yourself to not see it. It is always dominant and present. And so simply by recognizing it exactly as it is, that which knows all experience whatsoever, then you completely confirm this for yourself. You completely confirm that open-hearted clarity is the nature of all of your own experience. Clarity has no sense of smugness or superiority. And so you see, it is these two descriptions together that describes everything exactly as it is. Open-hearted and clarity. Open-hearted clarity. This is your own natural state. This is your own fundamental condition. Open-hearted means to be completely open to all experience exactly as it is. Complete openness and spaciousness of mind in all experience, in all people, places, and things. And so this open-hearted clarity is similar to the openness and the complete clarity that a mother feels for her newborn infant. It's feeling that for all beings whatsoever, whether they are people you know or not, whether they are beings known to this realm or another realm, complete openness and well wishes for all beings whatsoever. This is what open-hearted means. It means never closing down into any thought, emotion, sensation, or experience as though it is real. Say, for example, you felt smug or superior. There would be no closing down into that as something fixed or real. No fixed positioning of believing that you are someone who has something that is better than someone else. So you see, this is the kind of clarity of awareness that is your natural state. Open-hearted clarity. The open-hearted clarity that has well wishes for all beings in every single moment, in every single here and now, without any exception whatsoever. This is true clarity. True clarity is completely open-hearted. Now, all experience whatsoever of the everyday is what this open-hearted clarity is. It isn't any special experience. It pervades all experience and outshines all experience, always dominant in every single experience. No experience could be known without this open-hearted clarity. And so you see, this is the root. This is the root of all experience. By instinctively recognizing open-hearted clarity as your own natural state, then you're never fooled by experience, no matter what it is, no matter what its description might be. The natural ease of clarity is wide open in all points of view, positive, negative, or indifferent, whether you like it or you dislike it or you're indifferent, whether it's described as positive, negative, or indifferent, whether you're interested or disinterested, all points of view whatsoever are pervaded by open-hearted clarity. This open-hearted clarity is absolute simplicity and spaciousness of mind. It isn't a thing you can conjure up or make up. It isn't that way at all. It's your own natural state. It's simply a matter of instinctively recognizing it without any effort, without anything needing to be done. Simply by having it completely confirmed for you, you completely confirm it for yourself. This is what instinctive recognition is. It doesn't require any thought or reasoning. Initially, you might think about it a little bit or reason it out in a logical way. This is just normal. This is the way human beings are. However, when this instinctive recognition clicks in, it's instinctive. That means there's no need to think about it. There's no need to reason it through. No need to remember it. As it always already is your natural state, how could any effort be needed? This is your own powerful clarity that has nothing to guard or defend. So continue on just like this, exactly as you are. Your own powerful, open-hearted clarity is already on. It's always on. It has nothing to guard or defend in order to make it what it is. It doesn't need to rearrange what appears in order to be what it is. It simply is as it is in all appearances whatsoever. As the basic state is easily observable in all experience, it is instinctively recognized as the fundamental nature of everything. That very power of observation, the power to observe, pervades everything that is observed. And the power to observe is not designated to someone. It's not assigned to someone. This power pervades everything. As there isn't anything that has an independent nature, how could that power have an independent nature that is assigned to anyone? You see, it's not locatable. It's not findable. It simply is as it is, pervading all appearances. This indestructible state is the single basis of all experience whatsoever. The basic state of natural perfection is the single basis of everything. There isn't anything that isn't excluded. Everything is included. It is all-inclusive, the all-encompassing environment. The basic state is instinctively recognized in its outshining dominance within all experience, and it cannot be recognized in any other way. In every single here and now, the outshining dominance of open-hearted clarity is the continuum in which everything occurs. And it's only in that instinctive recognition that this can be recognized, that this is realized to be absolutely so, that all experience, no matter its name or label, is outshone by open-hearted clarity. This is your own carefree, natural, and relaxed attitude that pervades everything, that saturates every experience whatsoever. All of your own experience is only a display of the basic state of natural perfection. You see, all these words, they really state the same thing, don't they? They're not words that describe one thing and another, this and that. They completely confirm. They're not just a mere indication, but a complete confirmation of the basic state of natural perfection that exists within everything. No experience and no aspect of experience can be found to have a nature independent of this natural perfection. Not findable anywhere is any phenomenon whatsoever that can be found to be independent. So there would be no way, no matter how many parallel universes or other realms or other realities, parallel realities there may be, none of them and no phenomenon within them would be findable as separate or apart from the basic state of natural perfection. And this is just the way it is. So what does that say about you? Open-hearted natural clarity pervades all realities whatsoever, no matter what they may be. Just think for a moment about all of the realities you can cook up in your own mind. Just think about all those things you've conjured up, the paranoid fantasies, the happy states, everything in between. Wow, you've been just about everywhere and done everything. And all of it occurred right within your own mind. You never really went anywhere. All of it was appearing within open-hearted clarity. So you see, just so all realities whatsoever appear just within the open-hearted clarity of your own basic state of natural perfection without going anywhere. Similarly, the color blue is inseparable from the sky. There's no way to separate out the color blue from the sky. Just so you can't separate out any of your experiences whatsoever from open-hearted clarity. The basic state of natural perfection presents a unified display of its own dynamic phenomena. All phenomena are indivisible. They are indeed indivisible and can never be separated out. Phenomena do not have edges and corners. They do not have a middle or a center. They have no perimeter or places within them. When thoroughly investigated, the phenomenal appearances of the basic state cannot be found to occur through any independent mechanism. So continue on, powerfully recognizing that natural perfection is the basis of all experience, just as it is. This is the way it is, and there's no getting out of it. There's no escape. And this is a lucky thing for all of us. You know, it's a very lucky circumstance. We're greatly fortunate to recognize the basis of everything as it is. In this way, we can have a carefree attitude and a relaxed life, no matter what appears. The idea that phenomena occur through an independent mechanism is itself a phenomenon that is non-independent of the basic state. So you see, phenomena and all of the behaviors and properties attributed to them, all of the descriptions attributed to them, that they're independent, that they somehow generate themselves, that they're evolutionary or whatever it is, all phenomena whatsoever are virtual renderings of a basic space of natural perfection. It is only when we assume that phenomena have an independent nature that their behaviors and properties seem to be real and powerful in their own right. All of these descriptions that we use to describe and label everything, all of them, no matter what they might be, no matter how powerful they may seem, or insignificant or in between, no matter what they are, they have no independent nature. They cannot be found to be or to exist in their own right. Thus, they have no power to influence the way we feel. They have no power to influence our well-being. No matter what experience appears and no matter how you label it, within that, there is always perfect well-being, perfect accord, perfect open-hearted clarity. Right here, completely confirm the natural perfection of all of your own experience. Right here, as we sit here, where can you find anything that you can nail down and keep? What about all these ideas you have about yourself, about how you were born and all these memories that are supposed to constitute you? Where are they now? If they are so real, show them to me. Show me your story. Where is it? Where is that story about you? All the ups and downs and ins and outs and everything in between. All these ways of describing life, what they guarantee is that you have a life of ups and downs. If you use ups and downs to describe everything, then that's exactly the way it'll be. Because open-hearted clarity is the all-creating monarch of all experience. And so if you describe things to be a certain way and you believe in those descriptions, hey, that's exactly the way it'll be, my friends. And so you see, you might as well just relax and see what's at the basis of all this describing. Then you can be clear about who you really are. Indeed, all experience is timelessly held by the basic state of natural perfection. Timelessly held, timelessly bound, all experience held by the basic state of natural perfection. The ultimate embrace. There has never been and never will be a phenomenon that is independent of the basic state. There's no phenomenon that has ever plucked itself out from the basic state and spiraled off somewhere else. You see, there is no somewhere else. Even if we believe we found a somewhere else, it too would be within the basic state of natural perfection. All-encompassing, open-hearted clarity sustains all experience. This is what sustains you. This is what sustains you, your own open-hearted clarity. It sustains all experience. As it is the sustenance of all experience, it's all that can be counted on completely in all experience. Your own experience, just as it is, in turn confirms the basic state. Whatever that experience is, it is complete confirmation of the basic state of natural perfection. Whatever it is, whatever you call it, it is complete confirmation of the basic state of natural perfection. Right now, look at your own experience to see if it is like that or not.